Nedarim, Perek Yud Mishneh Dalad. Derech Talmid Chacham, there was a minhag kavua by Talmid Chacham. It means people that were medaktik, that those around them, those that they're responsible for, should be nizam e'achet, which means that it's a correct minhag. That ad shelehoyse bito yoytze me'etzloy, before they would marry off their daughters, Oymala, the father would say to her, Kol nedarim shnedart mitoich beis, bitoich beisi. B'derechal, father, it's the chatchila, it's frowned on to marry off a daughter as a ketana. As a ketana, she can't give a proper perspective on who she wants to marry. It's only in extenuating circumstances. But the Torah gave the zchus, but it should be used only in extenuating circumstances. So she's getting married as a naira. She could have nedarim. So memela oimala, he would say to her, Kol nedarim shenadat b'toich beisi, harein mufarin. He doesn't know about the nedarim, tashteit. That he doesn't have to know the nedarim in order to be made for them. But after she leaves his rishus to get married, all nedarim that she made previously before she got married, ain't abal mefer b'koydin, like we said. And after she leaves the rishus to the father can't be mefer. In order that she shouldn't be ayva nedarim, he would be mefer mikan ve'elech, all nedarim that she ever made. V'chein abal, ad sheloi tikonis l'shusoi, bal atam chochem, we're talking about an orus. When she's nichnas l'shusoi, even the dorm that she had already, that he has a koyach with the father, so now when she's entering his rishus as an orus, oimelo kol nedarim shenadart, ad sheloi tikonsi l'shusi, harein mufarin. So like this, she was made for, he was made for, the orus was made for in tandem with the father, because mishetinikonis l'shusa eni yochel ofer. Once she enters his rishus, she's not being made for only as a compliment, as a shlomo to the father's hafor. He has to be made for his own. Vein habal made for bekoitmit. So well, that's the way they would do it in order to make sure that she wasn't nichshul ba'avoin nidor. Now, l'maisev, our statement in this Mishnah is a very important principle. Even though the din is that the koyach hafor is b'yayim shomoy, and we even said it bistomius in Mishneh Gimel, that before a father, before a husband hears the nedarim, he can't be mefer. L'maisa the Gemara declares is b'yom shomoy, just in terms of a statute of limitations, that after b'yom shomoy he can't be mefer, or even more than that, after b'yom shomoy his acquiescence not to be mefer is kilu he's making the neder, or no, it's more than that. The koyach to be mefer in the first place only comes b'yom shomoy. That's the Shaila in the Gemara. The Pashtus is that this Mishnah is a Maskona. This is the way the Rav explains the Mishnah, the way the Rambam explains it. The Ran holds this way, L'Halochan, that line Gimel. The Rambam passes this way, Shulchan Aruch passes this way. L'maisa, it's a Tzad in the Gemara. L'feed this, the other Tzad, that B'yam Shoma is the way the husband or the father gets the Schus to be made for in the first place. So what's around the Mishnah? So then you have to read the Mishnah B'doichik, of course, that the Mishnah doesn't mean that this is a Hafora. Kol nedarim shenadart b'toich beis harein mufarin. It's not hafara. He says it as a nusach. What he does is he means to incite her, to be ma'irir her. Ah, you made nedarim. She'll say, oh, I only made another kach. Oh, she'll be megal the nedarim she made, and with that, he'll hear about them. He could be made for. Not the bosh, the reading in the Mishnah. But if you that sad, this is the way you'll have to read. Mishnah hey. Bergeres sheshoas ha'shnei masu chaydish. Or bergeres that was a arusa, and she didn't get married. Sheshnos Hashnei Masa Chodesh is the amount of time bestomius that after she doesn't get married, she's mechuyiv. She's mechuyiv. If she's digging in her heels, or he's mechuyiv, v'nishvi, he's mechuyiv to be mefarnes her after 12 months. We mentioned before Mishneh Gimel that there is a case of an arusa that, I'm sorry, Mishneh Beis we mentioned, that there is a case of an arusa that does have a din to be made for. This is the din that we were talking about. After these 12 months, when he's mechuyiv b'mzayin aseinu, ve'almono shloishim yoyim, an almona doesn't need 12 months. She has already her household things, she has her clothing, she has the wardrobe and the utensils of a married woman. She needs to be misada herself. That's lamed yoyim. So the halacha is that after lamed yoyim, the halacha is she eats mishal bailo, he has to marry her. Reb Leza oimer, hoyul u'bailo chayiv b'mzayin aseinu, since she's b'shus the husband. What does it mean she's b'shus the husband? She's only an arusa, not a nesua. She's b'shusoy that she's eating from his rishus. since she's eating from his rishus, this what kicks in is the aldas bailo noideres. Now the stomach of this mission is a chiddush. We're talking about a begeres, and with a begeres, she's not in the rishus of her father. Therefore, Reb Elazar could be mechadish a halacha that she's now klapi mizaynis. She's eating from her husband's table. She's now bishus the husband, even though she's only an arusa, and the same way he's mechuyev to her. Her nidorim are made al daitoy, and he could be made for nidorel. However, a nairo, who's be'etzem, even an nairo marosa, like we keep on explaining, is essentially in her father's rishus. There's a hashlama to the father's koyach hafar, he has to include the oros, but she's be'etzem not the husband's rishus. The halach is that she does not lose her status as being in the father's rishus until she actually gets married. Higiyas man v'lo nises is only if she's not in the father's rishus. Good. Our mission is a begeris. It's not a problem. She's not in the suah. She's not in the rishus. I'm sorry. She's not an Irish. She's not in the rishus of her father. The problem is that on the other hand, the Mishnah can't be pashtus talking about begeris, even though it says the word begeris, because the Gemara brings an arichus from different makayros that the din of shoas or shnei masochad is only by a young girl who's an ira, a ketana. So there we assume none of her tzrochim to get married are prepared. She didn't knit yet. She doesn't have kedlim. So mela. It's shtema sechaydish. A begeres, the assumption, bimei chazal, was that preparations for her marriage were underway from when she was of age, from when she was 11 and a half, 12. Samela, by now, there's already part of that time is gone. You don't need 12 months. Certain cases, 30 days. Bimei goes to all arichus dvarim. That's the case. So what's the Mishnah begeres, shamas shtema sechaydish? So the Gemara, in one way of reading the Mishnah, sticks in a kama. Begeres. There's one din of a begeres with an unspecified time amount. Depends on the circumstance and what she has and how much she has set up already. So there, that the mission doesn't specify. But the point is, she's already oicheles etzel bailo. Kama. Another case of clearly an ira sheshoa so shnei masel chaydish. One who waited 12 months, which is an ira. Velmona. Third case, which is shloishim yaim. So. That's where you'll read the case. And then we're stuck with the problem. Do you have a case of Naira, who's still bets in the Rishus of the father? She's nichnas into the Rishus of a husband that she's not in the Suah yet. You'll have to say that, even though we just said that that's Tumua. The way the Lamaisa, the way the Rambam, the Rav explains that, no, the Mishnah doesn't mean Naira. The Mishnah means Begeres in the case, the way the Gemara describes it, in the type of case where it'll be Shoas or Shnei Masel Chodesh, or an Almona Shloshim Yoyim, but Ein Achanami, if it's not a Begeres or an Almona, it's a Naira, the Halacha is she's Rishus the father. She does not go into the Rishus of the husband. All this is all Biyachas to Reb Elazar's Chiddush, that he gives man V'chayiv B'mzoy Neseo, creates a din to be made for Nidoreo. The Chacham argue on this Lagami, V'chacham Moimrim, Ein Abal Mefer, Achit Konas Loshusoy. They don't hold to the whole idea. Lamaisa right now, she's not a nesua. So the husband of Avad is not Mefer. The Hagozman doesn't create this din.